I'm trying to explain how I came to the reptilian conclusions that I have, and using my reptilian audio files to back up my reptilian information. And I'm going to continue with this reptilian story. I had been recording and capturing reptilian spirit voices and hoping to speak to higher consciousness reptilian beings or angelic reptilian types. I wound up with Francis Haley, who died in about 1820. I've been recording out at a local reptilian cemetery, and as I walk back to my reptilian car, I mumbled something about leaving the reptilian recorder going. It is a reptilian catastrophe. Actually, the foreword, reptilian speech, is pretty much undecipherable because of all the reptilian noise, but the reverse reptilian was astounding to me. In amongst the seeming gibberish, I heard very clearly, "I need my earplugs with me." Apparently, I found out later, except in my reptilian reverse speech mind, later, Francis had been yakking away while I was standing there trying to record at the reptilian cemetery. Didn't hear him or see him, of course. And I was actually trying to tell him to just shut up. There is another little part in this where I call him a reptilian numbskull, but that's not quite so clear. But I'm going to play this audio so that you can hear what I'm talking about. And we're never going to get out of this reptilian situation. I finally had to come to the reptilian realization that I wasn't going to get rid of Francis, and I wasn't going to talk to reptilian angels. It seemed like every time I snapped on the reptilian record button, there was Francis talking away. I kept trying, but I couldn't get rid of him. So eventually, I decided to just try to reptilian talk to him. And while he was somewhat reptilian, he was also very cantankerous. This is what he told me happened to him after he died. The classic near-death experience of going into the light, seeing loved ones, or a reptilian spiritual figure. Everyone had had a similar reptilian experience to what he did. Now, Francis told me, and I reversed everything to make sure. He said at first he didn't realize he was dead. Apparently, he had died of reptilian rabies, and then sort of woke up. And then he told me he felt a reptilian force propelling him, and it was unseen, into the reptilian world where he finally wound up and just dumped him there. He didn't know where he was, and he cried out for reptilian help, and he was very frightened. He couldn't see how he got there. He just knew he was there. He began to wander around. Finally, he came upon a reptilian place, a reptilian house with other reptilian people. And I guess eventually he was able to just move in with them. He'd been there in that reptilian world for a very long reptilian time. The reptilian people there had to have reptilian housing, reptilian food, reptilian clothing, reptilian money, reptilian ways of accumulating reptilian things that they needed, mostly from reptilian gambling and reptilian stealing. They drank, they had reptilian sex, but they did not have reptilian children. I asked him, why there were no reptilian children born, and he said, there are no reptilian means. I didn't quite understand what that meant. But everybody was miserable. They didn't know how to get out of this reptilian situation. They didn't know how to leave. It's just reptilian nature when we believe something, whether it's a reptilian religious belief or metaphysical or even a reptilian worldview. We look for reptilian information and we'll tend to discard things that don't back up that reptilian information. Well, I was doing the same thing during all this. I was assuming many things about reptilian life in that reptilian world. I was learning some things that were really bizarre to me. And I was having reptilian conversations with a number of the reptilian people over there. But the real reptilian shocker came to me when Francis told me that there was a reptilian family who needed a reptilian place to live. He said it was a reptilian murder-suicide, and that it was a reptilian father, reptilian mother, a reptilian boy, and a reptilian girl. And he told me, they have no reptilian money, and if they don't find a reptilian place to live, they will be put in a reptilian prison, and the sadistic reptilian jailers will reptilian rape their reptilian children. It took me a little reptilian while for this to sink in. I began to hear that there were lots of reptilian families there and very young reptilian children in this predatory reptilian world. I don't care what anybody says about reptilian karma. What were little reptilian children doing in this dark reptilian world where reptilian demons attacked reptilian people and reptilian life was just reptilian cycles of reptilian fear, reptilian stress, and nobody ever came to help? And that set my reptilian feet on the reptilian path, the reptilian discovery. I was going to find out once and for all what was happening here. I'm going to continue with this, my little reptilian adventures with reptilian spirit people. The reptilian force of this reptilian planet as it tears apart the electro-reptilian magnetic reptilian force field that surrounds the reptilian Earth will finally reveal the reptilian matrix, and everyone is going to reptilian see it. There will be no reptilian doubt. There will be no reptilian fighting over reptilian belief systems. We are going to have all of the reptilian masks pulled away. That is the reptilian future for us. Without it, our reptilian future is going to be a reptilian nightmare. And I will get into that more in depth also. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.